I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More than 15.3 million people in the U.S. suffer from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. To talk about the prevention and treatment of this disease is Dr. Charlie Strange. He's a professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at MUSC. Dr. Strange, tell us about COPD.
Well, COPD is a disease of the aging lung. And so as we get older, we lose some of the small air sacs inside of our lungs called alveoli. And that loss of surface area of air and blood vessels in the lungs leads to problems with mucus that happen in the lung, and our airways tend to collapse a bit. Therefore, you just can't get the air out of your lungs the same way that you could before.
What are the symptoms of COPD?
Well, the cardinal features are shortness of breath. People sometimes cough up mucus or just have a chronic cough, but the hallmark is that you can't do what you used to be able to do with shortness of breath that happens particularly when exercising or carrying that bag of groceries up a flight of stairs.
Dr. Strange, what about preventing COPD? What can we do as individuals?
So if our goal is prevention, then we should treat all of our lungs as this fragile organ that it is by avoiding fumes of any kind and inhale dust and dirt. Then the obvious thing is not to start smoking. Once you have initiated smoking, smoking cessation is very important. Remember that we only have one set of lungs in this life, and you have to take care of them. The lungs are a very fragile organ and has these very thin membranes between the air that you breathe in and the blood vessels where oxygen is picked up.
If someone has COPD, what steps are typically taken in treatment?
After we have figured out if you have the disease, we'll typically start with some inhaled medications to open up the airways. These are called bronchodilators. Or if you're having excess mucus and inflammation in the airways, we have a group of medicines called inhaled corticosteroids. There are about 20 of these different medicines out in the world, and they work to a variable degree, but COPD is a disease of incomplete reversibility. That's part of our definition. And that leaves people still short of breath or still with cough and mucus, even after these medicines have been started.
What's new with regards to improved treatments for COPD?
The next 5 years are going to bring some therapies where we go directly into the airways with our bronchoscope. The bronchoscope is a tool that goes through the mouth into the windpipe or trachea and down into the airways where the problems are in COPD.
And is this kind of newer medicine for COPD already being used?
For specific groups of patients with COPD, these bronchoscopic therapies are being applied today. And the next generation will be ways to treat the mucus in our airways with the bronchoscope, similar to what we've done for the hyperinflated lung of emphysema, in which volume reduction is used.
Any other new treatments on the horizon that look promising or new areas of research?
With 15 million people affected with this disease, there are innumerable compounds being trialed in inhaled version and pill forms for the disease. We hope some of them work. Those are all in the pipeline of the drug development companies.
Dr. Strange, thanks for providing information about COPD.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.